and sit down.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Lifelong Learner with Matt and Janesh.
So, welcome back, everyone. Matt's laughing because last time we said it's a bit of a hiatus, but we are back. It's
2019. The last time you heard from us was back in 1994. But we are back.
We are back. It's no excuses in terms of why it's been so long.
They don't need to hear our excuses.
No. But we're going to jump straight in to today's episode. And Matt and I were talking about, like, what's our welcome back episode, right? It needs to be good. And we said, let's call it out how it is. And, like, talking about either letting go, pushing through, realigning priorities, and, yeah, all of that good stuff.
And knowing when. Mm. When do you push and embrace the struggle? And when do you let it go? And maybe walk away, retreat, and consolidate your armies for the war. Lose a battle to win a war. It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's if you think about the moment when you go, look, is this worth it? Is it not? Is it? You have that internal dialogue, right? Where you go, is this the hump just before it's all going to be glorious?
Mm.
Or is my energy going to be better put somewhere else, right?
Yeah, exactly. Do you persist, or are you just persisting for the sake of persisting? Because, yeah, it's part of your character. Mm. But actually, it's not serving the people around you, your team, yourself. You might be better to reserve some energy, bite the bullet, suck up the pride, and let something go so that you can, maybe it isn't letting it go for good, but yeah, let something go to create space for the joy that might enable you to get there another way.
Yeah. So Matt and I recently had to let go of a project that we were working hard on, and chat to us, how was it for you in terms of that process? And I know we both flip-flopped either way throughout the process in terms of, yep, no, I'm done, or yes, no, let's keep going, and then vice versa. Yeah, how was it for you?
The hardest part was, yeah, acknowledging that maybe this isn't the best way. I think we're brought up definitely in our generation to work hard. It has to be hard, and you work hard, and those that work hard get what they want. They never give up, and you get what you want. And I love that part of I guess now my character, my personality, but I can also see that it's not necessarily true. You can see other people, particularly in a similar industry, who don't necessarily work hard. They work smarter sometimes. And so being aware that there is another way can cause you even more pain, because you just don't know. Am I creating excuses and justifying them so that I don't have to do more work? Or am I pushing shit up a hill just for the sake of being a hard worker when there's another way? So it was hard for me. And I think stepping back, breathing a little bit, and sitting on the idea of maybe letting it go for a few days, and how will this affect me in, you know, 3 months, in a year, in the big scheme of things, yeah, it came to me that struggling, that's not why we're here. There's times where you have to struggle, but I don't believe it's meant to always be a struggle.
Mm.
The reason that we, particularly the project we're talking about, it was for the joy of working together and guiding people through some transformation. And yeah, it just didn't feel congruent that it would be that painful. So letting go inevitably was the choice we made, and I feel quite comfortable with it now.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah, I agree. I think the excitement of the working together, and the, again, because it's a transformation with the work we're doing with people, it's like, oh, we're robbing people of this if we let go of it. And it's came to me of like the clarity of the why are we really doing it. Do you really need to do this, or are you doing this because you said you are, right? Like your integrity versus joy, and weighing all factors in. It's like, look, am I more currently, am I more joyful by letting go of it? Yes. Is like that push, it's like, was it clear, was it on in line with where I want to go, with values, with stuff? Probably this time of life, probably not. Where when I think back at it, which I don't think, like, yeah, we could have still pushed through and made it great, but yeah, just not in line where I currently am. So the struggle feels, doesn't feel congruent at the time. I think sometimes you can struggle, you can do all night, as you can, as people say, hustle, 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 and but it doesn't drain you. Right? And yeah. I think for this, the letting go factor was, is it draining me?
On a deeper level, you mean?
Yeah,
not
is
just
it actually
physically, mentally?
Yeah, is it draining me more than giving me joy? Right? Sometimes you're building a business, you're building your fitness, you're building something towards a sporting event, to a run or whatever, and it's going to be crap. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, but like, you're congruent of like, okay, this other thing is going to bring me joy, right? Or this journey is bringing me joy. And if the journey's not bringing you joy, then why wait on the destination?
Well, the destination isn't going to bring you any more joy.
No.
Like, we think that it will, and we're all programmed, particularly those of us that want to excel, to believe that, you know, goals are the way. And of course they are. They lead you in a direction. They do help you create an amazing life, but sometimes you get caught up in the goal, the attainment of it, not the journey. And that was definitely where I was at. It was 100. It had to be a certain way because I was so clear on what I wanted. And I think, yeah, you learn a lot, and maybe that goal might have been too big. And so struggling for it at the expense of the bliss that you can, you know, how you want to live, just doesn't make sense. I think letting
back
go
to,
was the answer.
Comes back to priorities as well. And I think so. There's someone else that was involved in the project too, and she said to us, look, I'm not sure for the next 6 weeks, this is how I want to live my life. Right. And there's a clear line in terms of priorities, and go, you need to look at, what are your priorities? Is it a priority? Is it in your multiple areas of your life? Like, it's not just one project, it's work, it's relationships, it's hobbies, it's health, it's your downtime. Where does that sit in that line of priorities? And it's, yeah, like we started the podcast saying there's no excuses, and we haven't recorded an episode because simply it hasn't been either mine or yours priority.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and there's no point in carrying guilt around that. I mean, that's part of letting go too. Like, if you're truly going to let go of something, then you have to let go of the emotions associated with it. And don't give up if you can't let go of the emotion as well. You know what I mean? Letting go isn't giving up. And I think that was one of the hardest parts for me to process, was it went against my character, the giving up part. But, you know, in a battle, half of the battle is about strategy, more than half. You know, do you have the numbers, but also, are you strategically thinking? And sometimes when you're just fighting the battles for the sake of winning or fighting, you're not thinking. Sometimes you need to retreat, gather your troops, work on some of the values, the beliefs of the team, realign, learn from the mistakes, and then go for it again with this new spirit. And that's kind of where I'm at. I feel quite good about it now, knowing that I've learned a lot of lessons, and I'm not emotionally caught up in the failure. You can let it go. And now got a bit of space as well to look for some other priorities that do bring me joy, mm-hmm. and know that I can come back to that smarter, wiser, and more refueled, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, if I was asking you about surfing and I said, hey, look, if you got to give me one tip when I get on my board, right, what do you, like, do I need to grip on? Do I need to relax? What do I need to do? Mm. Right? What would you say? And I'll tell you where I'm going with this later.
Okay. Well, I would assume that you can already stand on the board.
Sure.
Okay.
Right. For the listeners, I cannot. Okay. But for this discussion, yes, I can.
Okay. So we'll assume that you can already stand. What would be the thing that would help you progress substantially at this moment?
If you I want to be on the way for more than just stand up and then come off.
It's easy and it is powerful. It's look where you want to go. You got to look down the line. And the hardest thing is that you don't know what you don't know. So you can, the concept of looking 20 meters to your right hand side down a wave is very hard to grasp because your brain goes, how? How is it possible for you? I don't understand how I could possibly get there, so why would I look there? But when you look there, you end up there.
Is it going to help me if I am trying to hold on for dear life? Mm. Or is it going to help me that I have relaxed shoulders, relaxed knees, relaxed hips?
I know where you're going with this now.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, which am I more likely to fall if I'm tense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And we both listened to this clip yesterday by Alan Watts talking about letting go and to see something flourish.
Mm.
You can't hold on too tight.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? There's that fine line of, yes, letting go, but you're not fully letting go. And he talks about the story about this girl who loves this bunny, right? And squeezes it to death, right?
Yeah.
Because she loves it so much. And we see it in relationships, right? They love this person so much and they're so constrictive.
Suffocate them.
Right? Suffocate, right? It's like
the very thing that they love.
Like a plant, you love this plant, but you can't keep watering it maybe twice a day, three times a day, you're going to drown.
Mm.
Right? Like how weird there's that line of letting go, but still having a strong intention, right? So being detached, but strong intention. So on the surface area, it doesn't look like you fully let go. You've like partially let go, right? Like if you're holding on to a rope or something. Most sports are like, they're not saying, hey, tense up.
No.
They say, hey, relax, have a look. Hold on to that loose grip. When you're holding kettlebells and doing swings, you're not white knuckling it. You're holding it on. You're guiding it.
You're spot on. In every single sport you can think of, there's an element of relax, a loose, relaxed body.
Yeah.
And in that surf analogy, you're talking about, it comes from control, doesn't it? This like
that want need to control.
Attach. And letting go is almost an ultimate form of love and trust. It's like that scene in that movie that we've all seen where they nurture an animal back to health, and there's a moment where they have to let it go and they have to release it back into the wild, and it's painful for us all, but that's where the ultimate the birth of something beautiful is in that moment, that love. Yes, you might not physically see that animal again, but knowing that it's living its life and it's found its bliss. That's a great metaphor. And with surfing, it's letting go of what you know. You don't know how you're going to get down the line. You don't need to. So let go of your limited knowledge and wanting to control everything and take a gamble and trust someone who knows more than you and look 35 meters away. Even though your brain says, I don't know how I'm going to get there, why would I do it? Let go of what you know. Trust the process. And it's going to work itself out.
Yeah. I got a couple of questions for our listeners, if we have any left. Is what's something in your world that you need to potentially let go of? And it might not be a full let go of, say, see you later. It might be like, hey, what do you need to loosen your grip on? And
trust that it will work out for you.
Yeah. And if you're not sure about it, go, what are your priorities? What are your values? Does it align with where you want to be, where you're going, where you currently are? And then if it doesn't, then it's an easy decision, right? Like, is it going to bring me joy? And I think, as Matt, as you said, is it going to matter in 3 months, like 6 months, a year? And sometimes it goes, oh, look, no, it's not. It's like, but then sometimes it's like, oh, it will. Like, I'm on the verge and it's actually, it brings me joy, this journey. And like, okay, great.
Then push on, yeah. But I think it's a great question. Are you in a position where you could let go and in 3-4 months have a better result with less struggle? Or do you need to hang on, hold on to the last knot and just stay in there? Only you will know the answer. But you might as well ask yourself the question, because I don't think this dogmatic, never give up, keep on trying, struggle, even though I'm an ambassador for it. And character.
It's not always the answer, though.
It isn't always the answer. It is sometimes the answer.
100%.
Persistence beats resistance. Yeah. We know that. But
and that intensity sometimes is needed, but it's not always the answer.
It's not always the way. Yeah. And individually, I think this can be harder. When you're in a team, sometimes your team talk to you. Like in our situation, Maddie said, it's just not how I want to be. And so you sit on it, and then you allow that person's intuition to guide you as well. When you're by yourself in something, I think it can be even more challenging.
Yeah. It's also hard where a lot of influence currently, like a lot of social media and all that, saying, hey, you need to hustle, you need to go, you need to push, you need to push. And that's good. But then it's also going, I'm saying, like, don't just pull the plug on stuff and go, this is too hard. These guys were saying, hey, like, nah, like that's not the answer either. Like, there's times to put your head down and go push, but go be really clear with what do you want. It's going to make the push easier.
Yeah.
When you're clear with it, and it won't necessarily feel like a push. Yeah, it'll be hard, but it won't feel like a push. Like 95% of the time, right?
Fundamentally, we're talking about that elusive state of flow where things just have an ease, and we've all experienced those moments. And we've experienced the struggle and we've persevered through the struggle. So yeah, I guess the question to you guys is, can you relate to being in a position where you're not sure whether letting go or pushing is the right answer? And what did you decide and how did it feel?
Great. Guys, that's a wrap. We're going to keep this one short. We will see you
in 2029.
See, I was just going to say next time to leave it open, but we will see you guys definitely shorter period then since we last saw you. When? I'm not going to put a number on that because I don't want to be held to it. But we will. You'll hear from us shortly. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode, everyone. Please follow us on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lifelonglearnernow, or one word. And we'd love to hear kind of what you think about our episodes and what you want to hear about next. And we're on a range of different podcast platforms now as well. So please look us up and share the episode. Until next time, thank you.